Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zirin. And it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about, as always. Filthy Tom Lawler is going to be joining us here today. We got everything from the weekend. We had an awesome AAA hair versus hair match on Saturday night. We had a less awesome clash in Italy on Sunday. We're probably not going to talk a lot about SmackDown because it's kind of a lame duck show, but we do have to address another month of three-hour SmackDowns. So we'll tell you about that. Raw is, well, technically taking place, but most of us will watch it tonight. So we got a lineup for the show. We won't do spoilers, but we do have to talk about this King of the Ring tournament because there's a lot going on there. And we've got a bunch of news on AAA, CMLL. We got the brackets for the King of the Ring, the Super Juniors. We've got Dynamite and Collision numbers. Those came out. That's, of course, interesting. And then we'll talk about Clash in Italy and the hair match. I do want to mention that before the AAA show went on the air, Octagon Jr. was wrestling a multi-person match, and he took a DDT off the top rope and landed right on his head and neck and ended up having to be stretchered out. Looked really bad. We were told that on Sunday his MRI came back, and it was said to be good, I guess meaning he does not have a broken neck. But, I mean, he got smashed, and so the belief is he's going to be out for a few months. But I was told it could have been much, much worse, and it looks like he's going to be all right, although he won't be back in action for a while. But did not get a broken neck, paralyzed, anything like that. And it certainly did look pretty bad when it happened. So all the best to Octagon Jr. Hope he's healthy and back soon. We'll talk about the mask match when we come back from the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Kohl's lowest prices of the season are here, and suddenly checking the price feels thrilling. Not scary thrilling, the good kind. The, wait, is that right kind? Summer styles, lower. Must-have appliances, lower. Bedding, fluffier and lower. Yep, they're the kind of prices that make you look twice. You know, for the rush. Go ahead and see for yourself at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles, offers end June 7th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler's joining us here today. You never know what's going to happen when Filthy's on the air. Or me. I got like a plan, but you know how plans go, they change. I wanted to start with the mask match. And I wanted to actually start with a comment here by Dr. Rocco here in the chat. He says, you guys could spend the entire hour talking about the mask versus mask match. Still wouldn't be enough praise. Well, funny you should mention that. Brian and Vinny's show tomorrow we're going to review. That's the show we're going to review is the entire AAA show from Saturday. But he adds that Kaiser and Gable are barely mid-card in WWE is a damn shame. And, you know, I've seen other people mention that, like, why don't they get pushed in on Raw and SmackDown or whatever? Like, they're so over in Mexico.
Well...
And I did want to address that, guys, they tried. Like, they have been putting this program on Raw for like 3 weeks now. And the issue is not on the WWE side. The issue is the fans in America don't care. I mean, that's just the reality. I mean, let me rephrase that. The main roster fans do not care about this program. Like, they care about Ludwig Kaiser when he goes to NXT. Like, this guy's over like crazy in NXT. Him and Gable, both of them, are over like crazy in Mexico. But man, you put that program on Raw and people don't care. So I don't know what more you want them to do. Like, they featured them. They actually put him in position to shine. Like, they had that, it was like a six-man or whatever. And man, that crowd was freaking dead for that match for like the first 10 minutes. But these guys worked so hard that they actually got the crowd at the end. So, I mean... they're doing their best, but they're doing much better in Mexico. Tom, what did you think of the mask versus mask match?
I thought it was absolutely fantastic.
It was, wasn't it?
Tremendous piece of business. Came off great on television from even before the entrance of El Grande Americano with the band. I mean, this was just off the charts. It's a shame that for some reason they cannot replicate this sort of thing across the border. Now, I know it doesn't translate, and that's the thing. Why don't they try this on Raw? Why don't they have these guys above the mid card? And like you said, they tried, and it's just a different world. The U.S. fans on Raw do not like this program. It's been presented differently and in a manner in which I think it's too far to dig itself out of the hole in the U.S. at this
point.
Well,
not only that, let me say one other thing.
But now it's over.
Well, if you look at how this program began, it did not begin as a serious thing. You had Chad Gable claiming that he was going to go to Mexico and learn the secrets of Lucha Libre. This guy showed up, and like not for one second did they act like they didn't know who it was. I mean, this is before it got over in Mexico. This is how it's always been presented in this country. Now, what happened was, for some reason, and actually I know the reason why, like Ludwig Kaiser, I mean, he became a Mexican. I mean, doesn't matter where you're born, you can still be a Mexican. And man, he speaks the language, and, you know, he got
the hot Mexican girlfriend.
I mean, they decided.
He sings the songs.
The magic of this thing, guys, is it was organic. They decided, like, there's no reason that any of this should have gotten over in Mexico. But, like, he went down there, and they were like, you know what? Golly, that's our guy. And they decided he's a Mexican. They all, you don't think those people know it's Ludwig Kaiser? I mean, come on, of course they do. But, like, it got over organically. And, you know, all credit to everybody down there in AAA, they decided, man, let's go for this. And it became the biggest thing.
Well, are we surprised? It works every time. Yeah, Nikolai Volkoff with Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Right? I mean, come on.
What?
Remember?
What are you talking about?
Remember when Nikolai Volkoff turned, like, he was a good guy? He was teaming with Hacksaw.
Okay, well, sure.
So
yeah.
He was like, you know, he was an immigrant coming in.
They accepted him, yeah.
Yeah, being accepted by the people. Or like that weeb Gabe kid being accepted by the New Japan audience.
All I know is, I mean, God, I was so freaking tired on Saturday night, and I was like, I'm just going to watch this mask match. And then awesome. I go to YouTube, and it's like, I'm rewinding, and I'm like, this presentation is over an hour.
It was
I'm
like
freaking
hour,
tired.
An hour and 20 minute long, I believe.
So I decided.
From start to finish.
Yeah.
Who cares? Like, I'll watch it again.
Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna watch it. I'll watch as much as I can before I'm just out. And dude, I was so hyped when this hour was over. I was like, I could have stayed up another 6 hours. The opening, like the video package, was a masterpiece. You guys know I'm into video packages, right? I was just thinking about this in AEW, and you know they're not good at video packages. They do them here and there, but it's because Tony's. You know, he's forced to or whatever.
How about that one with Punk and Jungle Boy?
But
that was a good one.
I really got thinking, you know, people just don't understand the point of these video packages. There's a lot of people. And I heard it when the thing was over. It was like, man, this was so awesome. I decided I was going to show my friends. Like, these people don't even know anything about wrestling. They're like, I'm going to show my friends this thing right here. And, like, you can show, I could show this to Paisley, who knows nothing about anything. Or anybody, and it's like, just watch this, like, it was like 5 minutes, maybe less. Watch this 5 minute video package, and then you'll understand everything about this match, like everything start to finish. It was incredible. Because I'm not watching AAA every week. I know what's going on, but I'm not watching it every week. I never saw the thing with Pimpy.
One of my best friends watches Raw religiously, but he's not watching AAA ever. He could not believe when I recommended this match. I was like, you have to watch this. And he was blown away. Like, how are the people accepting this? What is going on? Why is this not over on Raw? I cannot believe it.
But my point is, like, you can show a non-fan this video package and then show them the match, and they will have no questions. They'll be so into this from start to finish. And, for example, if you watch an AEW pay-per-view, like, you want to show somebody some great match, and it's like, you show them the match, and it's like, they either like the match or they don't. But you have to explain the story, you have to explain this, you have to explain that. Don't have to do that with this one. This video package was incredible. Then the entrances, out of this world, felt like the biggest match on earth. And then the match itself, Chad Gable was just, this guy is on another level. This freaking guy. He was so awesome in this match. And then when the match ends, and he gets to do that speech and just turned himself total babyface. Oh. He did the whole, my name is Chad Gable, and I'm from such and such. I've been wrestling for X number of years and this and that. I mean, by the time this was over, I was like, this was this guy's day. Like, in storyline, this was Ludwig's night. In real life, this was Chad Gable's night. It was freaking awesome. Nombre as Chad Gable, he said. I loved it! It was awesome.
It was. Fantastic.
Anything else you want to add about the match itself?
Oh! This Brutus Creed.
That's...
He ran out there. This man ran down. He did a run-in in that match wearing the very same jumper that I wore out when I faced him in his one non-WWE match ever. This guy had one match against me at Bloodsport and stole my gimmick.
Oh, man. Well, you should be honored.
I am. He's my boy. Just like Tito Ortiz was Dana White's boy.
I did think at points that Chad Gable was actually trying to kill the other guy. That was kind of sad. God, did you see that back, that top rope back superplex? I hate watching Daniel Bryan do that, and he always lets people down safe. Oh, this was brutal.
All I could think about every time Gable would suplex him or kick him or throw him over something was that spot where Kaiser was getting kicked in the back of the head and screaming at Vikingo.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, oh, man, you do that one to Chad Gable.
Yeah, he knew better than to yell at Chad Gable. He knew better. We'll be back in a moment with more, everybody. Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you. Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on.
If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show and I'm irritated. But hey, if you're watching Raw on Netflix, apparently immediately after Raw, they're going to air the mask match. Is that right? Tell everybody so I can fix this problem.
Well, that's all that I know, is that apparently it was announced on Raw on Netflix that they're going to air the mask versus mask match in its entirety.
Wow. Hope they air that video package.
What I thought was bigger news that I saw reported right before the show started was that Ben Askren is set to return.
This is bigger news than the mask match?
Dude.
Well, it is to you.
Ben Askren was almost dead.
That is true, actually.
Like, yeah, it's not just that he's returning. This guy was on death's door within the past 2 years, and now he's coming back to RAF against Bilal Muhammad. RAF, hey, say what you want. Say what you will. Say what you have about Eric Bischoff. But this RAF is pretty good, man.
I'm sure that's all because of Eric Bischoff. Right?
No, it's primarily due to the fact that it's a platform for some fantastic amateur wrestlers.
Exactly.
But, hey.
Hey, listen, I'm in a bad mood right now. I'm getting over it. How much I hate Apple Podcasts. God, they screw something up like daily. But for those of you that are wondering where last night's Brian and Vinny show is and why it's not an Apple Podcast, the answer is I don't freaking know, but I just uploaded it again.
Oh.
And so hopefully it'll be up very soon.
Oh, Apple Podcasts, always the issue. How about today? I try to log on to my Figure Four Online subscription, WrestlingObserver.com. My account disabled.
Yeah, you were probably canceled.
Yeah, I got canceled.
I don't know. Hey, listen, we got Triple Mania. This is bizarre.
Is it because we talked about that Rocky Johnson peed on the turkey?
Hey, explain this to me.
Knocked off the air, and now I'm in trouble.
Explain this to me, Tom. We got too much to talk about for Feraldi today. So they announced a 2-night Triple Mania.
I can't explain this one.
Friday, September 11th, and Sunday, September 13th.
Okay. Friday, September 11th, is at the Luxor in Las Vegas?
September 11th is at the Luxor Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas.
The Luxor Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, which does not have... Well, they do have an arena.
This is the HyperX Arena, which holds 650 to 1,000 fans.
I have commentated at the HyperX Arena.
Wow.
Future Stars of Wrestling run shows there. It's a great setup for television. It has all of its own production already. I'm sure it's going to be a raucous crowd for Future Stars of Wrestling against WrestleMania weekend. It was Killer Cross against Zilla Fatu. I think they had like 600 to 800 people in there. It was wild. So I'm sure it's going to be a great atmosphere, but what?
I mean, there's so much to talk about here. First off, why is Triple Mania in a 600-seat building in the Luxor?
I don't get it.
And then that's night one of Triple Mania. But night two is 2 days later. There's a day in between. Has there ever been a two-day event with a day in between in the history of wrestling?
Well, usually Triple Mania is like one, and then the next one's like a month later.
Well, it's a series of Triple Manias, but this is advertised as like a two-night event with a night in between. Like, what? Has that ever happened anywhere?
If they run over past midnight, does it count?
Do they have to take a bus from Vegas to Mexico City? They can't get there the next day? What is this?
Are they going to have the same lineups, though? They'll probably have different wrestlers on
different shows. And no, Guanzan, people aren't supposed to get a hotel room for 3 nights because they're not. It's not a two-night event in the same city. It's a two-night event with a night in between in two different countries that aren't that far away, by the way.
Hold on. get a hotel room at the Luxor, 600 people. You could just, there's 600 people in Vegas that are going to go to that show.
I don't know, man. I was baffled,
but I did a double take when I was walking my dogs and I heard Dave say it this morning. I was like, what? And then I was thinking, the only other thing in that building is, no, that's at the Excalibur. It's not even there.
Yeah, they don't even have that ice cream shop. I mean, what a waste. So yeah, that's bizarre. Okay. Now, I want to mention the Dynamite and Collision ratings, because we do this every single week. It's a freaking broken record. Whatever you want to say about the Nielsen ratings, like week over week or comparing 3 months ago or whatever, like you can't do that because it's useless.
Are we sure it's not a AAA auto convention at the Luxor? Is somebody confused?
I think that's double A, isn't it? It's triple A?
No, it's triple A.
Yeah, you're right. It's not. It's wrestling. Which reminds me of a story, by the way, but that's another, I don't have time for
no frivolity.
Yeah. So Dynamite on Wednesday did 700,000 viewers and a 0.15. That's the 8 o'clock to 10:13. So that's a good number coming off the pay-per-view, 704,000, 0.15. And then the Collision, which literally followed immediately afterwards, 498,000 and a 0.08. So they lost about 300,000 viewers, 200,000 viewers or so, and they lost half of their 18 to 49 viewership just by the name Collision. Like, just drove them off, as it does every single time they do this, yet we still have to put big things on Collision when we haven't built it up yet. So whatever.
I'm sure there is a huge drop. I cannot trust these ratings.
No, you can trust immediately afterwards.
Well, I could trust the giant. Yeah, I could trust.
You can trust that there's a huge drop.
But like, wasn't like one of the ratings saying TNA had like 0.7 people in age 18 to 49 watching?
No, the TNA thing was like there were exactly the number of viewers as there were viewers. Per home.
Households.
Meaning not one single solitary person in the entire world watch TNA with a friend. It was just alone watching TNA.
Come on, the show's not that.
Of course,
shameful.
It's ridiculous, but I mean, you can if they're monitoring over the course of one night. I mean, this was a substantial drop from a 0.15 to a 0.08 just by putting the words Collision on the screen. But what will we learn from this, everybody? Nothing. We're gonna do the exact same thing again next time because it happened three times in May and they just kept doing it. So there you go. Best of the Super Juniors.
Yeah.
You been watching any of this?
No.
Well,
did I just tell you how a couple of days ago the issues I had with New Japan World? I ran down New Japan World streaming service when they sold the company a few days ago. Now you're asking me if I watched this? No.
Yeti says, I'm sure a lot has to do with having to switch to Collision on HBO. No, that has absolutely nothing to do with it because these don't count your HBO Max viewers. So anybody watching Dynamite on HBO Max, when it's over, you have to turn the thing off and then turn on Collision. You don't have to do that. That's not what these ratings are tracking here. These are people watching on TV where literally the one show ends and the other immediately picks up. I don't even think they had like a graphic. They just went from one show to the other. But as soon as Dynamite ended, they went to Collision. They lost half their 18 to 49. Just like that. Gone. Best of the Super Juniors. Jeremy Feinstein, speaking of strong style, we've got the update here. So, the standings at this point, in the A block, guess who is in the lead, Tom?
In the A block?
Pick a name. Just pick a name.
What, in the Super Juniors?
Yes. It's,
Titan.
Correct. Titan has 10 points.
He's awesome.
8 points. We got Master Wato, Jun Kasai. Jun Kasai is in second place with 8 points.
Francisco, please just
Akira.
Have him win.
Hey.
At this point, I mean, it's got to be him or Kosei Fujita.
6 points. We got Taguchi, Robbie X, Kosei Fujita, and Nick Wayne. 4 points. We got Valiente Jr. And Daiki Nagai has no points. Sucks to be him. B block. We got Desperado and Sho tied with 8 points. Yo, Taiji Ishimori, Robbie Eagles, Yoshinobu Kanemaru, and Daisuke Sasaki have got 6 points. And Jacob Austin Young, Hayo, and Kushida all have 4 points. So we got a lot coming up on this weekend. Actually, not this weekend. The weekend's over. What am I talking about? But that is the update.
Thanks.
How do you like them apples? Hey, we got a little time left.
Hey, I never, when I was younger, I never grew up going, oh man, I want to be the super junior heavyweight champion of the world.
You wouldn't be. Because if you're super junior, you're not a heavyweight. But I
exactly.
would dream to
That's
be
my
the,
point.
I would dream to be the super
Nobody
junior
Nobody grows up saying they want to be the super junior champion. It's all about the heavyweights.
Nick Wayne probably did. By the way,
Nick Wayne's like 6'2". Get
Yeti,
out of here.
Yeti Pot Pie. No. Yeah, it must be the collision name, he says. Okay, well, then what is it, dude? If it's not the collision name, what is it?
Well, NHL's getting record numbers for their playoffs. I mean, is it possible they ran up against one of those games?
The game began when Dynamite ended at 10:13? No.
10:13 Eastern sometimes.
Well, that's not what happened. I mean, if somebody has an explanation for this other than people don't want to watch Collision, I'd love to hear it. Because it happens every single time Collision comes on the air, whether it is Saturday or whether it's after Dynamite on Wednesday. So if it's not the Collision name, if it's not the Collision brand, what is it? Tell me. I'm open to suggestions.
It's too long.
Well, it is too long, but like, what about on Saturday when it's not too long? It is a .08.
It's too much.
No, it's too much.
Yes.
Okay. We're supposed to be in a break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Now at Staples, find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I was ranting about something. Oh yeah, SmackDown. Dude, who lied to me? Somebody told me. Well, okay, I'm not talking about that. This past week specifically, Who lied to me? Actually, I'll tell you everything. So, Dave, like a month or two ago, I had been told that the last three-hour SmackDown was the last one of May. And in June, they were going to 2 hours. Dave then goes, no, it's the end of June. I was like, this is so Dave. What are you talking about? It's the end of May, not the end of June. And so then, like, it was 4 or 5 days later, it gets confirmed. No, actually, Brian's right. It is the end of May, not the end of June. Dave even did a correction. It's actually the end of May, not the end of June. So the end of May is coming, and then I hear, well, someone this, like on Friday or something said, tonight's show is 2 hours, and then they're doing like a Clash in Italy special or something, and then the Braun Strowman show. So I'm like, it's only 2 hours. Oh my God. So I start watching SmackDown, and I'm like all excited to only watch 2 hours. And then at like the hour and 50 minute mark, it becomes abundantly clear, wait a second, the show ain't 2 hours, it's still going. And in fact, it went 3 hours. And then apparently we get word that it's going another 4 weeks at 3 hours. What is happening?
Yeah. This Braun Strowman show still has not debuted. It debuts this week,
God.
June 5th, for season 2 of Braun Strowman, Everything on the Menu. 12 new cities. I'm looking forward to this more than I am SmackDown.
Anyway, I would much rather watch Braun Strowman eat than 3 hours of SmackDown.
Seattle, LA, Austin, New York City.
I wonder if he's going to Seattle.
Boston. Well, you can find out when he does a show.
Just go to Miami, the Brazilian Atlanta, Steakhouse. Eat
Nashville.
Everything on the menu.
He's definitely not going to Skipper's.
Or Gobble.
That's a low blow.
Dude, you wouldn't have liked Gobble. You want to go for a turkey sandwich of all the things you could go to.
It probably
a turkey sandwich. Why don't you get a pork chop while you're at it?
It probably tasted like Rocky Johnson's mother's boyfriend peed on it.
Hey, can you take us through this pay-per-view?
It's Clash in Italy. What? I thought it was Clash in Turin. And then it's like, that's not even the name of the city. It's Torino. No. I'm so confused.
Yeah, so they didn't even get to see the shroud? I mean, right?
I don't think that's the same.
It's not the same Turin. How many Turins do you think there are in Italy?
I don't know. Where's the shroud at now? That's where they keep it?
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
I don't think so. All right. Thousands and thousands and thousands of fans were in attendance to watch this show. It began with Cody Rhodes against Gunther. Cody came out wearing an absolutely ridiculous and hideous Golden Skull with Wings American Nightmare logo head mask. Just excessive. Cody did a cartwheel early on. Michael Cole goes, oh, Cody with a somersault. And I'm like, what? You can't even get that right? It's one thing if you get like a Hurricane Rana or a Tope Con Hilo wrong, but a cartwheel and a somersault? This crowd was hot. Cody hit a crossroads within the first like 8 minutes. Gunther kicked out. And then he got caught in a sleeper going for a super Cody cutter. Gunther chopped him. They went back and forth. Another sleeper. Cody grabbed his own sleeper. He hit another Cody cutter. Dropped Gunther with a clothesline. Another crossroads. And he pinned Gunther. I was aghast. I was like, what the heck is going on? On the replay and really the first shot that they showed, you can see Gunther's foot was clearly under the ropes. Not barely. It was vividly underneath the ropes. Actually got pulled into the ropes as Cody lifted him for the count. And the pinfall still stood. Cody retained the title.
This
finish sucked.
It sucked.
Yes.
It sucked in like 50 different ways.
Terrible way to start the show. Like,
on ESPN.
Cody and Gunther were fine.
Yeah.
But that was a bad finish.
But it was still, they were only just fine. You know what I mean? Like, this match should have been so much better than it was. And the issue, Tom, is there's two big issues. One is you had a horrible, stupid rope finish for ESPN viewers. Not even like regular WWE audience that accepts this kind of thing. But like, you're trying to get people watching ESPN to see this these two matches and go, I gotta get ESPN app and watch the rest of this. So you open with a world title match with a screwy finish that's just stupid. Then you do another stupid screwy finish involving the ropes in the very next match, and then you ask people to buy the show. It's like, how do you do this finish two matches in a row? And then one other thing. It would be one thing if Cody hit his move, the ref counts one, the ref counts two, and then Gunther puts his foot on the rope and the ref doesn't see it. Because then at least Gunther has an out. I got hit with a move, but I wasn't beaten. I was able to put my foot on the ropes to break, and you didn't see it, so I did get screwed. And this one here, yes, his foot was under the ropes. But his foot was under the ropes because he was... There I go again. His foot was under the ropes because he was dead. He was spread-eagled dead and, like, didn't kick out nothing.
Well, no, that's not entirely true because he got hit with the move and then he scooched closer to the rope.
I think he scooched because that's where the finish was supposed to be.
Yes, I know that.
But, like, in real life, the storyline is he was killed by this move. Like, he has no out other than he accidentally fell out of bounds when dead. Putting his foot on the ropes would have been better. It's like an out for Gunther. As it was, Cody beat him. What do we need a rematch for? Bad refereeing? I don't know. It sucked.
Yeah. Listen, I will say, like, I heard Dave talk about, you know, every other sport has instant replay and they go to the instant replay video, which is true. But, like, I just watched on that Gina Carano and Ronda Rousey MVP card, I watched them go to the video replay and then still screw the guy afterwards on a finish in the Kumi and Fuda and Adriano Moraes fight. So, I mean, you can bring the video replay back all you want. Doesn't mean they're going to get it right. We had Rhea versus Jade next. Jade overpowered her, manhandled her. I like this because it's one of the few times that Rhea can get beat up. It's the same thing. Like, she can get beat up by Nia, and it looks credible. Getting some sympathy where she generally is just too massive and overpowering for most of the other females. But she made a comeback, went for a razor's edge. Jade backdropped her. They spilled over the top in an electric chair. Rhea slammed her face first in the apron. They countered each other's finishers. Jade landed a DDT out of midair for two. She gave her Jade gave Rhea a back suplex off the second rope. And then the takeover, B-Fab and Mission came out. This allowed Cargill to hit a pump kick. She went for Jaded. Rhea rolled through, hit a stomp, hit the riptide. And then Mishin was supposed to put Jade's leg on the rope. And she went to grab it. She missed. She tried to grab it again. She missed. Jade put her own foot on the rope. And then they grabbed it from the outside. The ref booted them. But instead, they didn't even get kicked out. Instead, Charlotte came off the...
No, they did get kicked out.
Well,
but they didn't leave.
The thing is... He goes, you guys are out of here, and then they went the opposite direction.
They got kicked out for nothing because she couldn't get a hold of the foot.
Well, she did touch her foot.
Come on. Stupid, dude.
So they leave the opposite direction, the long way. Charlotte takes him out with a crossbody. The crowd's going wild when Charlotte showed up, too, by the way. Jade hit the Jaded on Charlotte, but... I mean, on Rhea, but Charlotte... And this was like... This was a good spot planning-wise, right? Like, Charlotte's going to foil it by doing the same thing and allow Rhea to win, which is what happened. So Charlotte puts Rhea's foot on the ropes. Rhea hit the riptide and retained.
I was so sick of ropes by this point. I just want to take the ropes down and do blood sport or something. These freaking ropes.
Yeah, they didn't
ropes,
need
ropes. Ropes, 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 ropes. Hey, guys, buy this PLE now. If you want to see more ropes...
They didn't need ropes for this next one. Brock Lesnar against Obafemi. I was wondering what they were going to do. I'm not happy with what they did. I'm fine with what they did in the ring. But why? Why do we need to be Obafemi? Why does the ruler need to be usurped?
That was what made me so angry. Cole's an idiot. God, it's bad enough you beat the guy. It'd be like, to say the ruler has been usurped. Yeah. God.
The beast has been charred and eaten and disemboweled. Like, Brock Lesnar rushed him in the corner, hit him with four F5s. Oba kicked out. Brock got a Kimura.
It was fun for the match.
Oba slammed him. They went to the floor.
I liked it.
Yeah. Oba got put through the table with an F5. Almost got counted out. Stood up at eight. Walked to the ring. That was the coolest thing in the match. Walked to the ring. Crushed Lesnar in the corner with uppercuts. Tossed him across the ring. Went for the fall from grace. Lesnar landed on his feet. 1/7 F5 later. And Brock Lesnar has pinned Obafemi. What the hell?
Dude, I don't even, I got
1+1. 1+1. You're done. 1+1 is 2. It's 1 and 1. Not 1+1. 2? 2 and you're done? I do not, in fact, believe Oba is done.
We'll talk more about this on, well, you will tomorrow once we can review what happened on Raw. I got so many freaking questions. I don't know what's going on.
Sol Ruka finally won one.
She sure did.
And was for the Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what's up with Sol here. She's second guessing herself.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like
she
was doing great in NXT, and then she got called up, and I've seen this 1,000 times. Like, something goes wrong, and then you're completely in your head. And it's not just a Soul Snatcher. It's like all of these moves, you can just see, like, she's petrified she's going to screw something up.
Right,
and that only
makes
it worse.
Right before she went for that, like, springboard buckshot lariat.
Yep.
She had this, like, deer in headlights look. She took the biggest one gulp breath, like, and then went for it. And you could see it. And it's like, it wasn't happening in NXT. She was more impressive. I thought this was the best she's looked. Maybe that match with Liv, she looked better. But, I don't know. I hope she gets it on track. Because she has what it takes to be a star.
What she needs is they need to put her on every one of those house shows and let her just get it back.
Well, she won the title with the Soul Snatcher.
Yeah.
And then we had Tribal Combat, Fatu and Roman Reigns. This was like a plodding brawl. They fought all around the arena. Roman crushed Fatu's hand with a loaded toolbox to stop the Tongan death grip. This is a WWE main event match. They got in the ring. There was a table. They did each other's finishers. They countered each other's finishers. Roman hit the spear. He got mad. He ripped off all the buckles. Fatu grabs a Tongan death grip. Roman rams him into the buckle, repeatedly slams his head, which I thought the deal was Fatu could just take damage to the head. Isn't it the whole deal for these Tongans?
Well, he never gigged, so I guess so.
Well, got his head rammed in the buckle again. Roman hit a spear through a table. It exploded. Another spear. He finally pins Jacob Fatu. And then the big earth-shattering, business-changing angle at the end of the show. Solo Sikoa and the MFTs stare down Fatu.
Head to a break, everybody. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. And, you know, the chat's telling me that you're the guy that said that this past Friday was going to be 2 hours and then, like, some Clash in Italy preview show and then the Braun show. Is that true?
What?
You the one that lied to me?
Why would I be the one that even has this information? I would get it from your website.
It must have been or Lance.
Something that you would have said.
I'll bet it was Lance.
I mean, maybe I said it, but I certainly didn't come up with that information on my
own. I wasn't even here on Friday. Wouldn't have been you.
I didn't know Braun Strowman was coming back this weekend. I mean, I just found it out by looking earlier. I still have the tab pulled up.
Well, listen, everybody. Before we go, here is the Raw lineup for tonight. We got
He's got Killer Mike on the show.
Seth Rollins versus Braun Breaker is taking place tonight. Will Jacob Fatu acknowledge World Heavyweight Champion Roman Reigns during the acknowledgement ceremony? King of the Ring with Penta, Oba, Solo Sikoa, and Carmelo Hayes. Queen of the Ring tournament begins, although for some reason they can't tell us what match, even though it's taped. And Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Ethan Page and Rusev, which actually sounds pretty freaking awesome. So that's coming up here tonight. And I'll be back, let's see, tomorrow Tom and I believe Lance are doing the show. I'll be back for the Brian and Vinny show in the evening and Observer Radio tonight. Wednesday, I will be here for the show. Thursday, I think Tom's going solo. And then Friday, I'll be back here again. End of the school year, lots going on, a lot I got to do. But thanks in advance, Tom. Yeah. Go ahead and say it.
Yeah, no problem. Tomorrow's going from, like, LOD with Heidenreich to the Road Warriors with me and Lance.
You're an idiot. But thanks again, everybody. We'll talk to you again after a while.